From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project with Allison Stewart and Luke Burbank.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're your home for news, information, and today, a fake presidential run stopped before it can get its fake start. Good night, sweet prince, by which we mean Stephen Colbert. I'm Luke Burbank.
Hey, and I'm Rachel Martin, sitting in for Allison Stewart. It's Friday, November 2nd.
You know, Rach, if Stephen Colbert did manage to get elected, there would probably be a huge asterisk on his presidency, meaning that it was not a serious run.
It's true.
Which is a great segue into what's going on with Barry Bonds right now. He hit this home run ball that ended up in the hands of Mark Echo, the fashion designer.
Yeah.
And Mark Echo had a vote of what to do with this ball when it gets sent to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
and the
vote was
put a big asterisk on it. And now Barry Bonds says if they do that with the ball, he ain't showing up to the Hall
of
Fame.
And you know what? I don't blame him one bit. If someone was going to put a big asterisk on my career, I wouldn't show up at the party
either.
Well,
first of all, I think being on this show is a radio form of an asterisk on all of our careers. But here, look, here's my thing. The fans, how they feel about Barry Bonds is part of the story of Barry Bonds in this home run. Just like Jackie Robinson, the first African-American player, the way the fans felt about that is part of Jackie Robinson's story, even if it's not pretty all the time.
I get that. It's part of the context. I appreciate that. But I guess what I'm saying is I don't blame him if he doesn't want to show up and take the punch.
Yeah, that's his
right.
We have the right to put an asterisk on. He has the right to not show up.
Okay.
That's America for you. Speaking of Chad, that was a really, really inelegant segue. The African nation of Chad, there is a really interesting story coming out of there. A French charity had gone to Africa ostensibly to bring a bunch of orphans back from the Darfur region.
Yeah.
Although it turns out they may not have been orphans, their parents may not have actually been so okay with them leaving the country, and now these Europeans are under arrest in Chad. We're going to talk to Eleanor Beardsley, our woman in France, on this.
We're also going to talk about a row that developed this week at the State Department. U.S. diplomats say they don't want to go to Baghdad. The State Department says we need more people there, and U.S. diplomats are saying we don't so much want to go. It's dangerous. We're going to talk about the embassy and that row, the embassy in Iraq, with Vanity Fair's William Longavisha.
And also, the New York City Marathon is this weekend. What the heck is actually happening to your body when you run that far? We'll get the top stories from Matt Martinez in just a moment. First, though, we've got the BPP's big story.